second one. That
played?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Right, should I bring my pen too?
Yeah, no, it's for me. You just have to mix it.
I
also got my mouse, but I don't need my mouse.
I do.
Come on.
There we are. My laptop is crashing.
Damn computer. Can you hear me?
Oh, actually, my laptop doesn't work.
I don't know.
Switch it on again.
Check. Okay. I think it works. Test, test.
So you all read what we're going to do or not?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna make a remote control.
Yeah,
I think my laptop is a bit.
I
just made a simple presentation. I also put some things in it.
Does his work? One, who's the right? That's the one.
That's
right. That's iPhone 11.
Okay. So that's my name, notable. We're going to make a remote control, you already know it. So we're looking, we're going to the agenda of our meeting. You know, this is about 25 minutes, this meeting. So, the first thing we have to know is, you already know what we're going to do. We also read what this did things, or
yes.
Not yet? Okay. So, yeah, it has to be original, friendly, user friendly. Now that's what we're going to design. First, we have three steps of making the remote control. So, the first thing is in the functional design. It's very important. We have to look what the needs are, the effects of the functional design, and how the remote control works. That's where we're going to look in the functional design, that's for the next meeting. The second thing is the conceptual design. That's what the specifications of the components and the properties, and the specifications of the user interface. And we have to look what the market is doing, what kind of remote controls are in the market. And the third thing is the detailed design. And that's exactly, yeah, you know what it is, it's exactly how it looks. Okay, so this is these are two smart boards. This is the introduction of that one. We already saw, you know, all the here can put things in the RIG project map.
Oh, yes.
Folder. Okay. So look at that one. So what are we going to do first? You can read.
Mm-hmm.
You have to draw a favorite animal on the whiteboard, and say why it's your favorite animal. So, and you have, this is just to try it out, and you have to use different pen colors and different thickness of the pen. Okay. So first. Show you, maybe you can come here to have a look how it works. Okay. This is a new page, it's okay. It's pen format. And then a bit different color here. So no, I just took pink.
Purple.
Purple, okay. And Draw slowly because otherwise it don't work. It's a very nice effect. I don't know what it looks, but it doesn't matter.
Looks very nice.
I guess so. Something like this? Oh no, no. Yeah, okay. Because I like
a pink elephant.
This takes one, okay. It's a bit slow, you can see this is a bit annoying.
Okay.
Okay, so just you guys, just one of you draw a painting if you want. This
okay.
Don't yeah, just you use it like a book.
Okay.
Just a format you can use in friendly.
I don't know what's the color.
It's a format. No, it has to be an animal, so if it's it should be
it's
a snake or
something.
Okay.
Lives in the water. So I just draw the water.
The water doesn't pour.
Okay, now.
Okay,
wow.
Cool.
This is somewhere.
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay, next.
Did you have to write down why? Ah, it doesn't matter. Just it's to get used to the whiteboard. But it's okay.
Okay.
Just make a new blank page. Yeah, not too far to the pen on top.
Let's make it.
Maybe you should hold your pen a bit more to the back so that not to the yes.
Okay.
I think it's a pig.
Pig?
No, it's
or
a
dog.
Dog.
Is she?
Not a hat.
We only have 25 minutes, so
take it easy.
Okay, I'll make a cat of it.
I was gonna make a cat too.
Use your fantasy.
Not too quick.
Just hold it more to the back, then you don't have to. Just okay.
I'll just draw too quick, I think. Okay, that's it. More?
No, that's okay, thank you.
Just to get used to it.
thought these pens would be just you write it down and you downloaded the word. You already did it or no?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I tried it.
But
you actually got to write on that paper.
Sorry?
You really got to write on that
paper.
Yeah,
no, but
it's a real pen.
I thought it would be just in type words.
Yeah,
so
but it's just a picture.
It's just a picture.
Oh.
So it's not that cool as I thought it would be.
You can't edit in the edit it in Word.
No.
No.
Ooh. It's a donkey.
I don't know, what time did we start this meeting? I'm not sure.
I think it was
half past.
Half past 10.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Okay,
nice.
Perfect.
Yep.
Okay, so what we know is that we have to sell this remote control for about 25 euros.
Excuse me.
And we have to make a profit of 50 million euros, so we have to use a big market in Europe.
Easy.
The production costs about half the price of semi-price, sorry?
No, easy.
So, can someone make a calculation about how many we have to sell these to make 50 million? So we're going to have a little discussion about what experience are in remote control, the first of these and everything. So you think about remote controls.
Yeah, my first question was, does it have to be a universal remote control?
Oh yeah, that's a good question.
Because we sell it only from the not with the television, you sell it apart.
I think it's. I'm not sure. It's not.
Yeah,
it
probably would be.
Because
only television or more devices.
I don't think you can buy a universal remote control for 25 euros. So not sure.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I know you can buy a universal control.
Okay, so we just say just
euros.
Say it's a universal remote
yeah,
control.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
And also for the VCR and the DVD player?
Yeah, everything. Just
okay.
So a lot of buttons on the road.
Yeah, probably. Not just the TV?
No, just everything.
Okay.
See, nice.
Okay.
So yeah, what's a remote control? It's just a black thing with some buttons on it. It's not nothing very special. But
well, we can try to make it special.
Yeah, that's right. So do you have any ideas how it has to look for usability?
Well,
or
I've thought about making it the same as style as the television, which has we don't have the same television all the time, so that's no matter. If we control the VCR and the DVD player with it, it has to be clear because kids and elderly are gonna use it. So it's not only for the technical persons. I think it must be a very good control so you can use it from everywhere in your room. The infrared thing must be from very good quality.
That's right. Should be a good point.
Okay. Nothing frustrated then.
And how big should it be?
Yeah, I don't know.
It shouldn't be too big, but I don't think we can make it too small because it has to have a lot of functions. So,
yeah.
We can't make it smaller than things we see now, I think.
Just big enough for the buttons we have. That's
yeah,
it's it.
Or we have to make something like mobile phones that you can fold it open.
Yeah.
Maybe then you can make it smaller and uniquer.
Yes.
Maybe more trendy.
But you think about a one you can
fold open, where you can see
cool.
more options.
Maybe for the DVD player or something.
Yeah, something
yeah,
on top, just general things like volume and TV channels, and inside things you don't use that often.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
or
good.
You could
yeah.
Think of a small touch screen on the remote control.
Yeah,
yeah.
I want that.
Why should you use a touch screen on a remote control?
Maybe
you can make a menu in it.
Yeah, or maybe to keep it easy and small.
Okay.
Yeah,
but it's not too expensive to put a touch screen on it.
Yeah, but maybe
it's not reachable, I think. And we have to care for the strength of the remote control,
yeah.
Because remote controls are most things in the house that falls down on the ground and
yeah.
Gets
so
often broken.
And if you have a touchscreen in it, it's definitely too.
Yeah,
too
yeah.
Fragile.
Lots of kids use it, and touchscreen is not kids.
You can put games on your remote controls.
And how about the batteries? Should you put it in a recharger or?
Oh, maybe that's a good idea.
Maybe
just put it on your
yeah.
Television and just recharge. You never
yeah.
Have to use any
maybe
batteries.
That's a good idea, but yeah, you have to look at the price then, I think.
Yeah, how expensive
yeah.
Is a normal
well,
recharger?
How much is your standard mobile phone charger?
Yeah, if you buy it separately from your phone, it's probably expensive, but. I don't know what the projection
maybe
costs
are.
If you look at the market, it's probably still the best way just to put batteries in, because maybe
yeah.
It's too expensive.
Because
yeah.
Well, yeah, but the home station is a really good idea, because lots of people are lose their remote control and don't know where it is, and now
yeah.
You can put
that's
it always
right.
At the same
yes.
Place.
Yeah.
Maybe it's therefore it's a good idea, but maybe it's expensive.
Maybe use it as a separate option.
Yeah.
Sell it so
you can yeah you can buy it with
yeah
it.
But I have a mouse that's also
rechargeable
yeah and you just have normal batteries that you can recharge and
yeah.
Just put it in a station or you can change your batteries
yeah
the option just the option that's cool
I said something on paper already size looks usable the buttons on usual places the on off button must be on top
yeah.
It
yeah.
Has to lay good in the hand. You have to.
Has it be has does it has to be have to be like a different
yeah,
form than
I
a normal remote controller?
I don't know.
I think we have to look at that because well, you can do everything the standard way, but
you can make it very special to create our own
yeah.
Looks. But it's very hard.
Yeah,
to
if we want to make it special, we probably have to do a lot of testing if it really works.
Yeah.
Well, you can have basic things on the same place, like on-off button on top and the TV channels 1, 2, 3, 4 as a block,
yeah.
And then the volume obviously on top, so you can see. But the rest is you don't use that often, so if you have a clear button with a good icon on it, it should be clear as well.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what place it is on the remote control. I think so. You can do something unique with that.
Yeah, what we have to think about too is buttons that you use often are maybe like when you fold it open, when you have it closed, you can still do the
yeah, yeah,
the functions.
Said.
Yeah,
yeah,
just for
on
the
top
TV
are
and
just
yeah,
the basic options on top. And
basically,
you fold it
when
out.
I'm
but
watching
maybe
TV, I'm just using like 5 buttons or so.
Maybe
it's very hard to make it full open and to look like it's very what's it called?
If
very
you
nice.
If you make it full
it's
open, it's also the strength is not as good as a
no,
normal.
No, that's
right.
So maybe
you
have to keep it like a square, just normal remote control kind of.
Okay, but yeah.
Let's think
yeah.
About it. We have to close this to finish this meeting. So
someone thinks.
We have another 30 minutes, so then we're going to meet again. So you know what you have to do?
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, the marketing expert, the user requirements specification, do I need to think as a user only the looks and the...
I don't know what you want to do with it.
Yeah, I think just if you have to know if it's for a TV, a DVD player, all that things.
Okay.
Also from a user, but...
Yeah, there's also about strength
yeah.
And
I also wrote down some stuff that you want to
yeah, no, maybe not strength. That's not that's something for
technical
for
strength.
That's not for you.
Okay.
Just if what's in the market, what's normal, what kind of
do you want to do with your remote control? What do you need on your remote control? I already wrote some down. Some of these.
Yep.
Yeah, just is that okay?
Okay.
Yep. There's already the documents in the folder.
And yeah, good.
So see you in 30 minutes.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
For the next time, you have to put it exactly on the square. So your laptop.
Oh.
Didn't say that.
No, sorry.
Beautiful.